Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. This live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
I'm Ian.
855-450-3733. Actually, we've switched it up this evening. Usually Ian's here on the first mic. Sorry about that.
Yeah. You've been doing fine, except for the board.
Yeah, I'm not so great with the board, but, you know, you learn one way or the other. So, Ian, we were reading this article from the New York Times, from Edward Snowden.
That's right.
Sort of an opinion column that he wrote, and
He's
basically pointing out that at this point that the phone companies are still doing the NSA's bidding.
Yeah, I mean, he is saying on one hand that he feels like there has been kind of a sea change in the public's awareness of NSA spying, and I bet if there was a poll done, you'd probably find out that more people were aware of the NSA spying than knowing who Edward Snowden is.
Yeah.
So I think to some extent, even though he himself may not be a celebrity or whatever, and I don't think that's what he wanted, that the message that he wanted to get out has penetrated better than he had expected, right? Like, he thought people were going to just overwhelmingly ignore or reject his disclosures, and he seems like he's really happy with people's awareness on this, and he feels like it has resulted in governments, not just in the U.S., but around the world, doing things like the Latin America, the citizens in Brazil, led to the Marco Civil, an Internet Bill of Rights. The United Nations declared mass surveillance an unambiguous violation of human rights, and of course, here in the U.S., the mass collection of U.S. phone records has ostensibly been modified to be a little more difficult, although I am fairly skeptical of the claims that are being made there. Nonetheless, he feels like, you know, things have stepped in the right direction. But on the other hand, he does say that, you know, don't get complacent, because there's still a whole lot of problems out there. He points out that the right to privacy is still under threat, and that billions of cell phone location records are being intercepted without regard for guilt or innocence of those affected. There are backdoors that have been put into certain places on the internet with the consent of some of these providers, with the consent of these technology companies who are working with the NSA.
Well, in some cases, these U.S. security organizations have intercepted people's hardware and put backdoors in that without anyone's permission at all.
So, going on here, we're towards the end of his relatively short piece. Spy masters in Australia, Canada, and France have exploited recent tragedies to seek intrusive new powers, despite evidence that such programs would not have prevented attacks. Prime Minister David Cameron of Britain recently mused, quote, "Do we want to allow a means of communication between people which we cannot read?" Unquote. He soon found his answer, proclaiming that, quote, "For too long, we have been a passively tolerant society, saying to our citizens, as long as you obey the law, we will leave you alone." Did you hear what he just said there?
As long as you obey the law, we will leave you alone.
No, for too long, we have been a passively tolerant society, saying, as long as you obey the law, we will leave you alone. Which means what he is saying is for too long, we have just been leaving alone these people who have been obeying the law. Now, we must take all of their actions into account. We must start bothering everyone with our intrusiveness.
That's kind of what he's saying there.
Yes.
I don't believe him in the first place. As long as you obey the law, the fact is there's so many laws that you can't possibly obey them all. There's a book out there called Three Felonies a Day, musing that the average individual has no idea how many felonies they're committing in the average week. Like, all these law and order people that say, well, you know, Western civilization would fall apart if it wasn't for these things. I say Western civilization has stuck together in spite of them. That there are so many laws. Laws are meaningless when there's too many for you to even talk about.
Yep.
When they can apply something like disturbing the peace or disorderly conduct or official obstruction or whatever it is that they apply to whatever your circumstance is, there's no law at that point. That's just a man making crap up on the spot and a bunch of other men
backing him up.
Backing him up.
Yeah.
That's you true. Don't have law, rule of law in this country. Here's a little bit of news. You never had it. It was a myth. It was a myth all along. It was
jokes on you.
Yeah, it's an idea that appeals to a certain classification of people. Me, I'm one of them. I used to be a law and order guy until it was shown to me. Until it was made abundantly obvious that the rule of law is a bunch of nonsense. It just doesn't exist. It never has existed. All it is to catch, you know, the people who want to follow the rules. It's, you know, to get them, you know, tricked into being good little citizens.
You think Mark's full of it? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. More with Snowden here. He says, at the turning of the millennium, few imagine that citizens of developed democracies would soon be required to defend the concept of an open society against their own leaders. Yet the balance of power is beginning to shift. We are witnessing the emergence of a post-terror generation, one that rejects a worldview defined by a singular tragedy. For the first time since the attacks of September 11, 2001, we see the outline of a politics that turns away from reaction and fear in favor of resilience and reason. With each court victory, with every change in the law, we demonstrate facts are more convincing than fear. As a society, we rediscover that the value of a right is not in what it hides, but in what it protects. Now, I got to say, I appreciate his optimism. I mean, he feels like politics is turning away from reaction and fear in favor of resilience and reason. That's a pretty bold statement to make, and I see no evidence for it personally. I mean, maybe he's really disconnected over there in Moscow, but it seems to me that politics has always been based on fear. The politicians are constantly using fear to communicate their themselves to people to try to get them to look to them as the savior. He will take us to the promised land.
How else would you appeal to a primate group that's in ecological terms and millennia, you know, just a short little hop away from huddling around the fire, worried about noises coming from the jungle? How would you appeal to those primates? That's all we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
Humans respond. Just ask anybody in advertising. Come on. You got to know this already. Humans respond significantly more to fear than they do to the idea of reaping some reward. So,
it's true.
You know, that's just it. If you want to sell, you sell fear. And that's what the government does. It sells fear bulk. Like, it gives you a bulk discount on fear. It sells fear so effectively that it will sell fear at the same time to two different groups of each other. You know, like, that's
right.
What they do.
Anything to keep themselves in power. I mean, your fear is what keeps them where they are because they've tricked you into believing that they're necessary.
As long as there is, as long as there are radical Muslims or somebody, you fit something in there. This existential, you know, threat to our
drug
lives.
Dealers, right, terrorists.
Drug dealers is up there. Terrorists and the radical Muslims. That's basically the same thing right about now. But people, illegal aliens, that's another one. I mean, there have to be a certain amount of boogeymen, otherwise you wouldn't even care about the state. And the state has to be relevant. It has to be top of mind. If it isn't relevant and top of mind, why do you think they have your kids say the Pledge of Allegiance every single day at school?
What was it, the line from V for Vendetta? We must remind them of why they need us. And they really, you know, that's really an accurate line. It applies to governments all around the world. They want you convinced that life without them would be some sort of horrifying existence where your children are raped by pedophiles waiting in the bushes. We'll talk about free-range kids coming up here in a moment. What's happening with one mom who is now in trouble because she let her kids go to the park across the street from her home without her being there. We can get into that. But, you know, there's all these people who are going to hurt you and take your things. And, oh, wait, that's what the government does.
Well, that's
what
the media does, too. The media, you know, the media is really it's the waiter that brings out the fear served up by the government in the kitchen,
yeah.
You know?
Well,
the government
yeah.
spends all its time cooking up the fear, and then the media brings it out to you on a silver platter.
That's what sells advertising, I guess. I mean, that's how they get people to hold through a commercial break and come back and watch the next segment of the news.
Yeah, you know, at 11, are your children in danger? Well, tune back in 5 minutes and find out.
Apparently, in Chicago, they would like you to believe that your children are in danger if you simply let them go to the park across the street for a half an hour and play.
Your children are in danger from the people calling themselves your rulers. That's who they're in danger from. 855-450-FREE, and you are too. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And call in and talk about whatever's important to you here on this live edition of Free Talk Live.
We've been talking about Edward Snowden, and, of course, he's a big fan of privacy and the various different tools that are out there to help you stay more private online. You've got to take steps to achieve this. And one of those steps that we recommend is ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, and ProXPN encrypts your data connection. So when you're connected to ProXPN, you're still using your same old internet provider, whether it's your cell phone company or your home cable modem provider. But they won't know what you're doing anymore. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit, all the search terms that you're entering, maybe keeping those logs for several years in some cases, and then turning them over to who knows who, maybe some other company to mine it for data, or maybe the government to do bad things to you. So you can stop those things from happening by encrypting your data connection with ProXPN. Plus, it also keeps away the criminals who might be trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets. Encryption, very useful, and that's what ProXPN can do for you. ProXPN.com/FTL. Plus, they can, with their premium account, give you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. ProXPN, by the way, does not keep records of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And the money isn't very much. Their regular price, the monthly regular price, you'll get 50% off of that when you buy an annual account with our discount code, which is FTL50, that's FTLA Free Talk Live, and the number 50, and that brings your price down to just under $5 per month. And by the way, that price is good for the lifetime of your account, and so when you're renewing, for instance, for year number two, you'll get the same great deal. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL50, and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. That's proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL50. So we were just about to get started with this free-range kids story, and
yeah, the news is full of these things. You know, the police or CPS or whatever the organization is that claims to help kids in your state, they're always on the hunt for somebody who might be giving a little bit too much freedom to their children a little too soon.
Yeah, and the lady who started this blog, the Free Range Kids blog, Lenore Skenazy, she is going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know. I don't have the schedule in front of me, so I can't tell you on which day she is speaking. But you can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, and you may look at the schedule there. And I believe, of course, things are subject to change, and there's always some sort of last-minute change that gets made. Somebody's plane doesn't come in on time or whatever. But generally, the closer we get to the event, which is 2 weeks from tonight, that's when it kicks off, the more accurate the schedule becomes. We actually had Cecilyn on the show on Friday night. She's one of the organizers of Porkfest this year, and it sounds like, as usual, they're putting together a great listing of guest speakers, panelists, and discussions and things like that are going to be happening.
I looked it up while you were yik-yakking. It's actually Monday, June 22nd, and Tuesday, June 23rd. She will be speaking in both days, so there you go.
So let's jump into the story here. She's got a great blog. It's freerangekids.com. A Chicago mom who let her three kids play for a half an hour, literally across the street, while she peeked out at them every 10 minutes, was found guilty of child neglect. She has lost her job in home health care because, of course, if you look her up, she looks like the last person you'd want around her family, or your family. Now her case is being appealed by Chicago's Family Defense Center.
I don't know if that's going to help you as far as you're getting your job back, but okay.
The center exists to aid parents in just such cases. It was founded by Stanford Law graduate Diane Redleaf in 1984 to fight for the rights of parents to raise their kids without fear of a government sledgehammer. As its mission statement says, quote, "We advocate for families threatened with losing their children to foster care." And it adds, any family can be the victim of a false, harassing, or misguided hotline call.
Tell me how your government is so wonderful when people have to put up not-for-profit agencies to protect them from it. I mean, come on. Really? You've got, I mean, we all know the court system's too expensive for the average person to be essentially be able to fight for it. So thank God this organization stepped up. But, I mean, you need not-for-profit. You need charities to protect you from your government.
Yeah.
That's how rapacious and insane this organization is. Yes, I know there are bad parents out there. I get it. But do you really think that CPS is the best organization to deal with it?
So here is what happened to the mom. This is a report from, let's see, this is from the center, their newsletter, the Chicago Family Defense Center. Family Defense Center and pro bono firm Winston & Strawn LLP claim decision discriminates on the basis of disability. Natasha F. did not expect that allowing her kids to enjoy a summer afternoon would lead to years of strife and an unfair child neglect label against her. On July 20, and who would think that? Unless you've heard stories like this. On July 29th, 2013, Natasha's three boys were playing outside with their cousin. Natasha's children were 11, 9, and 5 years old. Respectively, their cousin was 9. The 9-year-old's child's mother is a close friend of Natasha's, and the women were inside with a third friend, regularly checking on their children through the window. The four children were playing in a park located in the lot adjacent to the apartment, and Natasha had left her oldest child, the 11-year-old, in charge.
Yeah, I mean, an 11-year-old is old enough to babysit from what I can recall. I mean, we're not talking about the youngest kid, and certainly not every 11-year-old would be qualified for that. But, you know, not every 16-year-old is qualified to drive, but the government gives them a license.
Natasha checked from her window that the children were fine every 10 minutes, and the children were doing fine and were only outside for about a half an hour. Natasha and her friends all approved of their children using their energy and playing in the park and believed this form of play helped them. But when a preschool teacher visited the park with her class, that teacher assumed the children were completely unsupervised. Instead of simply asking the children to be careful or asking them where their parents were, the preschool teacher left the park with her class and placed a hotline call to DCFS, apparently unaware that caring adults were just a moment away. Natasha's ordeal is not over, and at each stage of the case, critical factual and legal errors have been made, according to the center and pro bono attorney Kathleen Berry, who's leading the appellate effort. DCFS decided to indicate Natasha and her friend, I think they mean indict, for inadequate supervision. Natasha appealed that decision through the DCFS administrative process, and at the hearing she received, their administrative law judge rested the decision against her on the teacher's statement that she had seen one of Natasha's children sliding the youngest boy under parked cars on a skateboard. But this report was contrary to the initial hotline call, and Natasha testified it was entirely false.
How the heck are you going to do that? Most cars, I mean, you might be able to do that on a truck or something, but cars are getting lower. These aren't cars from 1975 anymore.
Further, she says that her two children were playing on a scooter, which has a pole on it, which would, of course, prevent it from fitting under any parked car. So she says it was impossible for her to believe the teacher's account. Now, I've never had one of these scooter things that the kids have these days. Can you pop that pole out pretty easy,
no,
or is that sucker in
there? No, it's in there. That's part of it.
All right, more coming up
if
on the story.
If you could pop it out, then, I mean, you'd fall off of the thing.
Yeah, more on the way here on this story, and your thoughts are certainly welcome. These busybodies ruining families' lives. Do you support this? Do you support calling the police when you see kids in a park? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-FREE. But in the meantime, we're certainly going to talk about things that are of interest to us. We have a situation here going on in Chicago, another big government place, where looks like you can't let your 11-year-old play out in the park without being supervised.
Yeah, some of these big cities are some of the worst offenders as far as what you cannot do that seems like things we all did as kids. I mean, I can't count the number of times I went out of my house. In this case, it was 30 minutes that these kids were in a park across the street from their apartment with mom peeking out the window every 10 minutes to make sure they were okay. I remember going off into the woods for hours with my friends.
Yes. I mean, I'm talking about 7 years old I was doing that.
I was that young as well. If something happened to us back there, there would have been no one who would have known about it. No one necessarily would have even known if there we were.
That was the way you did it.
Yeah. We're all right. So we can get back into the story. I know there's actually folks who want to join us here, right, Mark? 855-453, but I want to let you know first about the Next Issue app. This is a pretty cool app. One of our listeners over on the AMP forums was raving about this. He's got the version for his what do they call them? The touchpads, the tablets. And, of course, it looks absolutely gorgeous to look at a magazine in full digital, high-quality photos on a tablet. But it still looks fine on your phone as well. So whether you've got an iPad, iPhone, an Android device, Next Issue probably will work for you. Go to nextissue.com/FTL. You get access to 150-plus magazines. That's more content than you could possibly read in a one-month time frame. And some of the magazines are the weeklies. It's like Newsweek. I've got that on my subscription list. You start up the Next Issue app, and you just tick off the ones that look, you know, the ones you like, the ones that, you know, you have read previously, or the ones you've always wanted to read, but never really could justify spending the money to subscribe to.
Yeah, now two magazines pays for the whole thing.
Well, right. I mean, plans start as low as $9.99, and by the way, one account can be shared with up to five people. That's a pretty cool feature. That's sort of, you know, like a pass around for
a
magazine.
Sure.
So go to nextissue.com/FTL. You get a free trial for 30 days. There's no commitments. You can cancel anytime. It's a $15 savings. You've got nothing to lose here, and you get to gain access to over 150 great magazines, big names like ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Men's Health, Esquire, Maxim, Car and Driver, and, you know, People Magazine, Entertainment Weekly, Consumer Reports. In fact, I was just looking at Consumer Reports, the most the July issue, I guess, already, for, I think it was July, anyway, the newest one. And they have an article in there about counterfeit products, and specifically how to spot differences between a legitimate product and a counterfeit product on specific items. So, like, they give you the example of the UL logo. We've talked about Underwriters Laboratories a lot here on Free Talk Live. And they actually give you an example of what a fake UL stamp has looked like, and then you compare that to the actual UL logo. And what they point out here about UL is that apparently the legitimate label from the newer times of the UL have what is called color shifting ink.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, the cheap Chinese manufacturer is just stamping a UL logo on there fraudulently. They're not going to have the fancy labels that UL actually
apparently they don't need it if people aren't looking.
Well, this is it. It gives you lots of different products, and you can learn how to tell the difference, which that's pretty handy stuff.
And,
you know, I got that through nextissue.com/FTL. That's where you can go to get your free trial, nextissue.com/FTL.
Let's go to Jeff calling in from Elgin, Illinois, WRMN. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, this thing in Chicago is the government's fault, and I'll tell you how. For one thing, Chicago is a gun control paradise. That means honest citizens are hindered from exercising their rights, and they have all these gun laws there, and the police are always about taking the guns off the street so that people can't defend themselves because police need job security. And also then in a gun control paradise, the criminals run wild, which gives them more excuse to have more cops and more government, more law enforcement industry, growth industry there. So also, they don't let the if people are on welfare, they don't let the father be in the home, so the children grow up fatherless, and so that's another thing that's destroying a lot of families there. And so basically, it's another government created problem that doesn't have to exist, but it does.
While I don't disagree with the things that you've said, I don't know if they allowed guns in Chicago, if that would mean this wouldn't have happened, right? I mean, there's still busybodies out there. We're talking about some kids who are playing in the park across the street from their apartment building. Mom's keeping an eye on them. Whether or not guns are available to the average people, I don't think would stop some busybody from calling CPS.
Right. But what I'm saying is that the streets wouldn't be so dangerous that it would be such a hazard factor for children.
But the average, the average child rapist isn't putting a child at gunpoint to get them to come into the van, right? Like, you know, they're usually using some excuse like, here's some candy, or I lost my dog, can you come help? You don't generally hear the stories about pointing a gun at a kid to force them to go with you.
It's the Mrs. Kravitz factor, I guess.
It's what?
You know, on Bewitched, Mrs. Kravitz.
I don't recall. It's been a long time.
Nosy lady next door that would always, you know, would, like, pry into their business.
She was always coming over and asking for sugar or something like that, just to find out
pretense.
What was going on in the house.
Gotcha.
She knew something was going on. Thanks for the call,
Jeff. Thank you. Appreciate that.
855-450-3733. The questions that I have here is if they're going to get a family in trouble for a mother allowing her 11-year-old to look after her 11-year-old's two younger siblings while they play in the park, then don't we need some guidelines? No, your child must be 12 in order to watch after siblings while playing in a park for this period of time. The period of time really is sort of important here. If an 11-year-old is if they're not qualified to watch for 2 hours, maybe they're qualified to watch for a half an hour. And in this case, it was a half an hour. I just don't know. I mean, this is really arbitrary, and it borders on a witch hunt.
That's crazy. Can you imagine having to check the regulations before you let your kids go out to play? That's insane.
We're moving to the world where everything that isn't promoted by the government is prohibited.
Mm. A little more on the case here from FreeRangeKids.com. The administrative law judge also relied on the fact that Natasha, that's mom, her two older boys have diagnoses of ADHD and were not taking medication for it at the time.
Everybody has a diagnosis of ADHD.
The judge concluded that the 11-year-old therefore should not have been trusted to watch out for the well-being of his younger brothers. Why would having ADHD mean you can't take care of your brother?
I mean, it's a mental health issue. At this point, any kid who's in government school is going to get a mental health designation.
But that's just it. I mean, isn't ADHD... Look, I can't say I'm intimately familiar with the symptoms or whatever of ADHD, but I always understood it, that, you know, kids in school, in government school, were diagnosed with this if they were bored in class, which usually means they're too smart for the class, and so they're just not being challenged. That doesn't mean that they couldn't go play in the park with their friends. That's not boring. That's something that kids like to do, right? So it doesn't make sense to me that that would be somehow negative.
Well, I'm struck by how, you know, parents can't, you know, they just can't make the decisions on their own. At this point, oh, you made a bad decision, now you've been convicted or whatever. I'm also struck by the idea that you need a charity to protect us from our own government. That's what the case with this organization that's helping to represent her now that she's lost.
Well,
right?
She's been hit with child neglect, apparently, and yeah, she does have an agency that's helping her out.
I see. Well, let's go to James calling in from Des Moines, listening on KWQW. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm a first-time caller and kind of just started listening, but you had a dude on from Elgin, Illinois, who was talking about gun control in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just wanted to say that I feel like the government's aim are always towards fear-mongering, interference, and control.
And I'd agree with you. I want you to expand on that here in just 1 second, James, if you hold the line. 855-450-FREE. The government's about fear and control? James is talking our language. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We might be able to squeeze you in here in the final segment. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
I'm Ian.
I want to tell you real quick about the AMP program. So the AMP program, it's different than sort of every other talk radio program out there where you sort of join up and you get archives and all those other stuff. Because we already give you all those things for free.
Yeah.
Basically everything that any other talk radio organization is going to charge you for, we already give you completely for free. What the AMP program is if you believe in the ideas of liberty and you believe in them strongly enough that you want to see them spread around the United States and around the world, then the AMP program is really for you. Because what I believe, and I believe this strongly, is Free Talk Live is the best bet for your dollar. It's the most effective way to use your sort of pro-liberty dollar to spread the ideas of liberty. We're on 150 radio stations, and we're adding them at least every month. We add radio stations.
That's true.
And we're adding new podcast listeners all the time. And as we can, you know, we're educating people. We are out there giving out the message of the ideas of liberty, and we're educating people on these ideas all the time. Now, if you want to live in a world where people are educated on these ideas, Free Talk Live is the way to do it. Please go sign up at amp.freetalklive.com. It's as little as $5 a month. There are some perks that we give you. I think the chief among them is the Facebook group where you can talk to the other amplifiers.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool.
Yeah, people who believe like you.
So, the cool thing about the Facebook group is the amplifiers are coming together and like doing some really cool stuff that has heretofore not happened for Free Talk Live, like making some really cool memes for Facebook and the internet that have been incredibly successful.
Yeah, Edison has one of our amplifiers has really spearheaded that and brought us all kinds of new people on Facebook, and we're reaching them with the ideas of liberty, too.
Did we lose our caller?
We did. He just dropped off.
Bummer. Well, anytime. You can call us here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. Shall we get back to the story from Free Range Kids?
Yeah, what the caller was saying was essentially the government is an organization of fear. And
yes,
I don't see how one can argue with that statement.
And it doesn't matter if you're not afraid. That's what this story is showing us here. This mom was fine with her kids going out and playing in the park, and the kids were fine with it. They didn't think it was a scary thing to do. They're just out there having fun at the park. And so the mom, the kids, they were all fine with this. But the judge, the DCFS, as they're called in Chicago, these bureaucrats, the busybody who reported them in the first place, they're all either afraid or they want mom and the kids to be afraid. So they're now forcing their viewpoint upon them.
Once the call's been made, that's it. Like, the everything's in motion. It's like one of these Rube Goldberg machines. Everything's on its way, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now, this preschool teacher who made the call to report this initially, the claim that she saw the kids pushing each other on skateboards underneath cars is highly suspect because they don't have a skateboard. They had a scooter with a bar sticking up under it. So maybe they were playing in the parking lot near some cars. I suppose that's a possibility. But, I mean, the new cars, they have very low profile. They have to get new gas mileage. These aren't trucks. These aren't cars from this is Chicago. Nobody's driving a pickup truck full of poo. You know, this is these aren't cars from 1967 where you can actually get underneath them.
The judge concluded that the 11-year-old should...
Wait a second. One more thing I want to point out is I know for sure at 7 years old I was riding my bike over to the next street.
Mm-hmm.
This is not in view of my grandmother's house. I was playing with my friends over there, and she had the trust that I was going over to their house, but we'd go to different people's houses. We'd ride our bikes around the neighborhood. We'd go into the woods behind. We'd go into the little creek thing and catch crawdads and all kinds of things. This is at 7 years old. This was an 11-year-old that they're saying. I mean, what has happened to the world where you cannot leave an 11-year-old with his younger brothers?
The judge, and they're, you know, it's not like they're in danger, any more significant danger today than they were 20 years ago. In fact, you could argue that there's even less of a chance nowadays that they'll be kidnapped. But let me go on here with the story. The judge in this case, now this is an administrative law judge, so this is like a DCFS judge.
Right, this isn't a day in court.
Right. The judge concluded the 11-year-old should not have been trusted to watch out for his younger brothers because of his ADHD, but the center, this is the group that's defending the mom in this case, contends that ADHD is one of the most commonly diagnosed medical conditions in children, and it certainly does not prevent children from learning how to develop responsibility and forethought. Indeed, the DCFS investigator had even agreed that the oldest boy who had been left in charge was mature enough to be trusted outside alone and acknowledged he was aware of safety rules to keep in mind when watching his brothers. Moreover, the boys had stopped taking the ADHD medicine during the summer at doctor's recommendation because the medicine caused medical complications and unpleasant side effects. None of the four children experienced any harm in the half an hour or so that they spent outside. Yet DCFS investigators concluded that they were neglected due to Natasha's so-called inadequate supervision. For a parent to be indicted for an inadequate supervision, a minor must have been left, quote, without supervision for an unreasonable period of time.
In this case, it was a half of an hour.
Without regard for the mental or physical health, safety, or welfare of the minor, unquote. In this case, three children playing in a park within eyesight of their home was deemed to be child neglect. Now, when I read that statement, now, of course, when these bureaucrats or politicians write these words, you and I don't get to interpret them. It's the judges and these bureaucrats.
This is really a really important point. Is whatever you can read in the plain reading of the law or even the Constitution is completely irrelevant. Your interpretation of the Constitution is bollocks. The fact is that the only thing that matters is five people in black muumuus who live in Washington, D.C., who you've never met. They are the ones who finally decide the laws in this country. That's how messed up this crap is. You don't even get to vote on them.
So, you know, when I read this supposed definition of inadequate supervision, to me that evokes an idea of, okay, well, it would be applied in my mind to, like, a parent who knowingly allowed their children to go play in a power facility, you know, like the power plants that they have around town, letting them go and swing on the, you know, the bars in there. That would seem to be something that would be without the regard for the physical health safety of the minor.
Well, I've seen kids that I do not think are properly supervised, but I don't know what this judge is going to do about it. Right? Like, what is it? What is the ruling from this officious bureaucrat possibly going to do to make life better in this family?
Nothing. It's got mom put on the child abuse registry, which, of course, is going to make it hard for her to live her life and probably get a job.
Now she's gotten dropped from her job because, you know, she was a home health care worker or whatever.
Further, when she appealed this, she was found guilty again. And now she's afraid to even let her kids out to take the garbage outside. What if someone tattles to DCFS about them being outside unsupervised and handling waste? My goodness, that's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
On a personal note, as the mom of a boy who also has a diagnosis of ADHD in middle school, who also went off his meds for the summer, I can attest that his disability, she's putting that in quotes, did not turn him into a non-person incapable of interacting with or helping other kids. The main issue increasingly seems to be this. It cannot be considered neglect or abuse to give our children some unsupervised time. Parents must be allowed to raise their kids in the way they believe is safe and good, so long as they're not putting the children in obvious, immediate, and indisputable danger. Not what if something bad happened danger, but real danger. That's from Lenore Skenazy over at FreeRangeKids.com. Again, she is going to be a guest speaker coming up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I'm excited about it.
2 weeks. That's when it starts.
Yeah, it's Monday and Tuesday, so it's
It starts on Sunday.
Right, it starts on Sunday, but she will be a speaker on both Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, on both Tuesdays.
Yeah,
okay.
And so I'm excited to see that. And it's a good reason to get there early to
Sure. Yeah. Because I consider her a big speaker. Like,
She's the top-billed one at porkfest.com.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's the top position.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say, I don't know who all they're having speaking there. Usually it's like 60 speakers or more than that. There's so many different things that you can do at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I'm excited, Mark. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go to this thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Every year we have a great time at Porkfest.
It's cool. We get to meet listeners that we've never met before and get to see listeners that we've met before, and the listeners get to meet one another and meet other people who have never heard of Free Talk Live. It's almost like a little Free Talk Live convention within this big party that goes on for an entire week in the woods of northern New Hampshire.
It's kind of like that, and I've got to say that it's really nice to... So being a celebrity must stink in certain circumstances. You see a lot of these celebrities trying to hit paparazzi in the face and that sort of thing. But I get to be sort of a minor celebrity a couple of weeks out of the year. Go to Pork Fest, go to Liberty Forum, these two things. And that is a nice way to do it. You know, you get to see some people that otherwise you wouldn't get to see who have listened to the show for a long time and really enjoy it and that kind of thing. Yeah, it's the sort of taste testing of what celebrityhood might be like that I enjoy so much.
Tickets are available at porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. We will see you there. I don't much care for the celebrity thing, but I'm happy to say hello and meet you.
Yeah, please come up and say hi. Don't act like we wouldn't want to talk to you, because we do.
See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.